Welcome to Paint Ed. PCA provides painting contractors with connections they need to grow their business. To find out more and to become a member, go to pcapainted.org. In today's podcast, we feature an episode from Map to a Million with Brandon Vaughn. In this episode, we learn about what really makes a great team. One of the biggest struggles we have now is getting good talent on your team. And what's true on team sports is also true running a service business. Join Brandon as he strategizes to create his perfect all-star team for his new business. The entire season is streaming ad-free on PCA Overdrive. A subscription to the platform is included with membership. For all you non-members out there, sign up for our free trial. PCA Overdrive is available on the Apple Store and Google Play.
What makes a great team? You know, when I think about a dream team, the first thing that comes to mind is Chicago Bulls 1990s roster. I'm talking Jordan, Pippen, Rodman, led by coach Phil Jackson. You can't have a Jordan without a Pippen or a Rodman and a Kerr or a Jackson. You have to have everyone on the team to be able to make it successful. So with your service business, think about how do you get those players on the team and how do you put them in the right positions? No automated multi-million dollar business is ran off of the back of one individual. If you want to grow and you want to build your own map to a million, you have to create your dream team. Now let me explain why most service business owners get overwhelmed when they're growing their business. It's because there's four distinct departments that they're all trying to do on their own. Let me show you what I mean. First off, we have the marketing department. Marketing is everything that has to do with getting the phone to ring, putting our ads up, making sure that we're doing organic posts on social media, etc., all of that stuff. The next department that we have to worry about is the admin department. This is answering all the phones, having to schedule and dispatch all of those jobs, enter those jobs into your CRM, make sure that the bookkeeping's done, the payroll's getting done, all that back-end office work. Next, we have the production department. This is where most service business owners get stuck. They're doing all of the work out in the field. So production department has to do with everything that a technician would do. Go out and deliver the services. Now you don't make a dollar unless this happens. This is a very important department, but it's one that is important to outsource if you ever want to grow your service business. The last department that we're going to talk about is sales. This is actually converting all those marketing leads into actual jobs. So following up with customers, following up with those estimates, making sure that they got done. Now, with these four departments, it's critical that we start building out a team to take ownership in each one of these areas. If you're feeling overwhelmed in your service business right now, it's because you're trying to do it all. Stop doing that. And I want to walk you through the five stages of business growth that every service business goes through so that you can see what you need to do next.
Now I'm going to walk through this a little bit more quickly. We actually have a deep dive on the five stages of business growth in our MAPS Mastery program. The five stages of business growth really follows automating each department in a service business, these MAPS departments. So starting out with stage one is production. This is where the owner is really the person out in the field doing all the work, also known as the guy on the truck, doing all the production, talking to customers, doing the admin, doing the marketing, doing the sales. He's oftentimes overwhelmed because it's very difficult for him to grow his business when he's still on the truck or in the van or out in the field doing the production work. His focus needs to be to move out of the field and move into stage two. Stage two is where you're focused on the admin side of it. So at this stage, he's taken that big leap and he's finally moved out of the field, out of the production department, and into the admin department. Now he's primarily in the office, answering the phones, scheduling jobs, dispatching things for the technicians, and really he's able to get a next level of business growth. The third stage of business growth is where he's primarily focused in the sales side of things. In stage three, he's now hired an admin manager
and delegated that admin department to someone else that can answer the phones and do the bookkeeping and do the scheduling and do the dispatching, and maybe even hired a production manager to help manage his growing production team so that he doesn't have to come in and make sure that the inventory is being taken care of, the vehicles are being maintained, and the quality of work is still there in his service business. Stage four is where he hires his first salesperson. Now he's not the only one responsible for bringing in more sales into the company. With that salesperson, his focus is going to be in the marketing side of the business, making sure the leads are coming in, they're getting paged out to the admin manager, who is then scheduling them for the production crews, and the business runs itself, except for the marketing side. Stage five is really where the owner becomes the executive. Maybe he hires a GM. So now he's just talking with one single individual person, and he's just kind of watching those business KPIs, making sure that things are running smoothly. But otherwise, the business runs itself. He can go on vacation for 3 months, come back, and the business will actually have grown in his absence. And that is the five stages of business growth. Now, my map to a million is gonna look a little bit different than the traditional five stages of business growth. In fact, I'm gonna completely eliminate stages one and two from day one. I'm gonna be hiring a full-time lead technician to manage all the production, and I'm gonna be hiring a full-time sales and admin person to take care of all the phones and sales, so it won't be me going out and talking to customers. Now I want to share with you my map to a million. So this doesn't follow the traditional five stages of business growth. Rather, this completely shortcuts it. I told myself that if I was to start another service business over again from scratch, I wouldn't spend one day out in the field at the beginning. So I would completely bypass stage number one. And I also was going to hire a full-time salesperson to help accelerate that growth from day one, which means that I'm also going to be kind of bypassing stage two a little bit, since my salesperson is also going to be my admin person and answer the phones and schedule those sales estimates, as well as schedule jobs for my crews. So let me show you what my map to a million looks like. I'm immediately going to bring two team members onto our team, a lead technician and a full-time salesperson slash admin person. Immediately, we're going to have to hire a third employee to be able to be that assistant technician for my lead technician. The next stage, I'm going to move that lead technician up to a production manager. So I'm going to get that lead tech out of the field so that he can better manage training as well as inventory, and also hire more technicians. So he's going to be hiring the next assistant technician, who is then going to turn into another lead technician, and we're going to hire two more assistant technicians. So very quickly, I want to get to that point to where I have two full-time crews managed by a production manager. I have that full-time salesperson and my admin, and me, I am more focused on the executive side, implementing business systems and working on marketing. The next stage will be able to hire a full-time admin manager, because my full-time salesperson really is going to have a lot to manage in selling enough work to keep two trucks busy full-time. So that admin person is going to be able to take over the phones, schedule the jobs and the estimates for the salesperson, and then that'll get us to our next phase of growth. From that point, it's adding on more vans, adding on more technicians, and adding on more salespeople. Again, my primary focus is going to be on marketing and systems and really coaching my team and casting the vision. The keys to success to be able to make this work are going to be three things. Number one, making sure that we have enough leads to constantly keep the guys busy. When you're growing a service business, it's a lot like a teeter-totter. On one side, you have marketing, and on the other side, you have your production. As you get more leads coming in, you get booked out further and further, which means you have to now focus on production and hire more technicians. But then, if you have too many technicians, all of a sudden you're catching up to your schedule very quickly, which means you have to put more on the marketing side. The second key to success is going to be managing our cash flow. I want to have a small startup capital when I'm doing this. I want to be able to cash flow a lot of our growth, In order to do that, I really have to budget and watch my finances like a hawk. And finally, that third key to success is going to be hiring quickly. I need to be able to quickly identify that now is the time to hire and not stale out my growth and cause more stress and anxiety on my team. The quicker we can build out that dream team, the faster we're going to grow. When building a great team, let me tell you where most business owners get stuck. They don't know where to find good quality talent, people that actually want to work. Well, I'm going to tell you one little secret. It's all in marketing. The exact same techniques and strategies for going out and getting customers are the same techniques and strategies finding good quality people to come onto your team. You have to have compelling job ads and titles and hooks and headlines that draw your potential audience in to want to be inspired to come work for your company. So think about where you can post all of those job ads. Indeed, Craigslist, social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. Call all your friends, your family members, send out an email blast to everyone that you know. Let everyone know that you're hiring, because if no one knows that, no one's going to apply. And the second technique is to headhunt. These are my headhunting cards. We would hand these out to anyone and everyone that we thought were talented. Think about all the places that you go on a day-to-day basis. Who do you know? Who have you looked at and said, man, I wish that person worked for me? Well, have you approached them? Have you tried to recruit them, to headhunt them? Think about hardware stores, gas stations, grocery stores, restaurants, colleges, the unemployment office. Put them on the back of your trucks and on your vehicles. Put magnets out there. Any social circles or clubs, your church, family, friends, email your existing customers, or just get out there and start canvassing. Whatever you have to do, go become a headhunter. Keep your eyes open for the talent that could join your team and change everything for you and your business. So let's start making some job ads and find that talent. Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I wanted to, let me set the stage a little bit. So I've had two gentlemen here at my house painting it for the last like week and a half. And remember when I talked about being a headhunter and looking and keeping an eye out for talent? Well, Tanner and Jackson, they're very, very talented. I've actually known them for a few years. When I got a bid from Tanner to paint the house, he was super professional. He was like a consultant, and I just absolutely wanted to go with them. Jackson, and he's like super attention to detail, really precise, super friendly. My kids have loved him being on the property. They just like absolutely adore him. And so what I want to do is I want to pitch them my idea of this business and see if they'd be interested in joining the dream team. What's up, guys? Here we go. Say hi to YouTube.
Hey, YouTube. Man.
Like just come up and sneak up on him. So, hey, I wanted to ask you if you guys would be up for getting together at the end of the day. I have a pitch for you, and maybe at the end of the day we could go in the shipping container and I could tell you what I'm thinking.
Sweet.
Sound good?
Yeah.
We'll see you at the end of the day. Hey, come on in. Have a seat. Oh, okay. So I have a pitch for you guys. I want to start a new service business from scratch. Okay, it's been about a week since Tanner, Jackson, and I got together. And after much deliberation, I would like to introduce you to the dream team, baby.
Yay.
So we have Jackson Edgren. He is also known as the production gangster. Oh. We have Tanner Warren.
Hey.
Known as the closer. And what we are going to do here is we're basically building the 1990s roster of the Chicago Bulls. I love it. So, you know, talking about maps, right? I'm going to be focused on the marketing and on the back end systems and the automation and just basically making it rain leads and casting out the vision for what we're going to be doing on this journey of zero to a million.
Jackson is going to be taking care of everything on the production side. So he's going to be hiring people, training people, maintaining inventory, equipment, all the vehicle side of everything. And then Tanner is going to be admin and sales. So you're going to be answering the phones, dispatching out the sales and the jobs and the scheduling and closing them, right?
Oh, yeah.
So we got the dream team. We are pumped.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's just time to build this thing on our map to a million.
Yeah.
All right, guys, that's a wrap. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you for liking, for subscribing, for sharing this, and a big extra thank you to all of my Maps Mastery members. If you're interested in learning more about Maps Mastery and supporting the channel, go ahead and click on this link down below to find out a little bit more, but it's a fantastic way to be able to learn how to systemize your business more. We go into a deep dive of the 5 stages of business growth, as well as the Maps program, and I promise you it is absolutely worth it. So make sure and go and check that out, and we'll see you guys in the next one.
Paint Ed podcasts are produced by the Painting Contractors Association and is made possible by members and industry partners. To find out more about upcoming education opportunities or for more information about joining PCA, visit pcapainted.org.